The Mitten.
The Thumb.
The UP.
KZU.
A2.
Motown.
Go to Hell. As part of our Community Vibe series, Michigan Radio's Emily Fox is exploring an interesting thing about different towns across the state. This morning, Emily takes you to Hell, Michigan, to meet the leading hellion of the village.
Hell is kind of in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by the Pinckney State Recreation Area, about 20 miles northwest of Ann Arbor. And there isn't much here.
Well, that's the funny part about it. You know, they drive right by and say, where the hell is it? We do have uptown, midtown, and downtown districts, which is three buildings of each.
John Colon grew up 3 miles down the road. He's a retired car salesman who owns two of the three commercial buildings in Hell.
I own Uptown and Midtown Hell, which consists of, now it's a hellhole bar.
It's also a restaurant and post office where letters are stamped with the words, I've been through hell, and the postmark reads, have a hell of a good day. Colon also owns the tiny putt-putt golf course next door, which is behind his souvenir shop. The shop is filled with Halloween decorations and T-shirts featuring plays on, well, you know.
Get over it, hell froze over. This is kind of a straightforward go to hell, but on the back, there's a devil's tail coming out of the back of the T-shirt out of your pants.
Colon likes to take themes of hell and the afterlife lightly. He's a Vietnam vet, and he had a pretty hellish near-death experience when he was in the war.
During Tet Offensive of 1968, we were at Fantiette, and there was 23 in our platoon, and 17 were wounded or killed. And I was actually shot five times and found in a body bag in the morgue. And I rolled off a pile of bodies, and the second time I rolled off, they decided to open the bag. And
he says he came back from the dead.
And I still ended up in hell.
On a slow Monday afternoon, a group of Mormons were the few to make a special trip to hell. Some young church leaders were visiting from Idaho and Arizona. Sue Lee organized the trip.
It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing. We are bringing the missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So it's their one day off that they get is on a Monday. And they've always wanted to come to hell and back, so here we are.
Colon tries to make the most of the little town's eccentric name.
Our population is 72. It's kind of made up of hellions, hellbillies, and wannabes. And pretty decent people.
The tourists can outnumber the residents, especially around Halloween and in the summertime. So Colon has put together some other activities for visitors just behind his souvenir shop.
Here's our Locks of Love bridge. You can lock your love in hell and throw away the key in the river, and we even give you a certificate of true love.
You can also get married in hell.
Our wedding chapel is back here.
It's tiny and only seats about 8 people. But Colon says he's had as many as 250 people gather for a wedding in hell. And for a fee, you can buy yourself, a friend, or a family member the fake duty of being mayor of hell for the day. Here's how that works. Colon will call the honorary mayor early in the morning, letting them know what pretend mishaps they need to take care of that day.
So it'll start with a 6 o'clock call in the morning. We've got problems here in Hell, Mayor. It's the damn water. It's going over the dam too fast. The damn workers haven't shown up. Everybody's knee-deep in damn water. And where in the hell are you? You're still in bed.
It's a gag, like a lot of what passes for official business in Hell. At the end of the day, the mayor gets fired, and Colon gives them an impeachment certificate. It says,
it may have been a great day for you, but for the folks in our community, it was just another day in Hell.
Reporting from Hell, I'm Emily Fox.